Okay, people, enough of the chatter. Let's pull it all together here. We've got a lot of work to do today. Thank you. As most of you know, I'm Tony White, and as White House Press Secretary, I've called you here today, Senators, for what I'm dubbing Project White Avenger. I hope you all realize the information exchanged in this meeting today is strictly classified. Perry, why don't you get us up to speed?
Thank you, Secretary. Justine, could you get the lights, please? Thank you, sweet cheeks. Senators, this is the man the world has come to know as the White Avenger. Unless you've been in a cave recently, you know the Avenger has been involved in no fewer than 7 heroic acts in the past month alone. Here he's shown swooping down from the sky to save a little old woman from being crushed by an oncoming vehicle. Here he is stopping a train with one arm until the driver of a stalled minivan could contact AAA. In this slide, the White Avenger is rocking out at a police concert. Here he is thoughtfully answering a question about America's waning interest in geography. And finally, there's this morning's act when the White Avenger held a school bus suspended over a rocky gorge until the children could climb aboard the rescue choppers. It's amazing, only one life was lost. Justine, the lights? Wow, that's just nice, isn't it?
Perry.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Secretary. The point is, Senators, and I can't believe I'm saying it, we have a real-life superhero in our midst. All those comic books I read as a kid couldn't have possibly prepared me for the real thing. Simply put, with this kind of power at our disposal, the White Avenger could help us eradicate crime. Dare I say, the White Avenger could unite the world. However, there is one slight problem. He's a racist. Yeah, I talked to his people this morning, and I'm afraid our hero will only save white people.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
I know, Senator Black, I know. And believe you me, this is the last thing any of us wanted to hear. But what are you going to do? The guy was born and raised in Texas. So it is what it is. The question is, what are we going to do about it now?
Hey, wait. Do you mean to tell me that all those kids on that school bus were white?
All but one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I say we've got to go to the press with it. Expose the son of a bitch for what he truly is. A no-good hate-mongerer.
A hate-mongerer with laser vision, Senator Black. I mean, this is a resource we simply cannot waste. A racist or not, this guy's a true blue American.
What, so we're just going to let him save only white people?
Well, we can't not let him save white people. I mean, I wish the guy would save all people myself. But to let white people die when there's a person perfectly willing to save them, well, that doesn't sound right either, does it?
Easy for you to say, Secretary White. Senator Black is right. If this was a police officer and he only protected and served white people, we'd take his badge, no questions asked. The White Avenger has to be stopped.
Ah, but a police officer is protecting and serving to make a living, Senator Brown. The White Avenger is saving people for free.
Saving white people for free.
Well, now there is that. But what? We're going to tell the guy how to spend his free time now?
Could we possibly send the White Avenger to sensitivity training? Or what about rehab?
See, now we're thinking. I knew we had some problem solvers among us.
Mr. Secretary, sorry to interrupt, but this just came over the wire.
Thanks, Peter. Nice ass, by the way. Good news, everybody. The White Avenger just rescued an entire college basketball team from a hotel fire. Oh, damn these college abbreviations. Does anyone here know what BYU stands for?